KBIA Health and Wealth Desk. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Personal care attendants are workers who enter the homes of disabled and elderly clients to help them meet daily needs, like cleaning, cooking, and grocery shopping. As KBIA's Kelly Kanoyer reports, the looming threat of COVID-19 has made that work harder.
For hundreds of elderly and disabled residents in Missouri, personal care attendants, or PCAs, are a lifeline that stave off isolation and help them stay out of nursing homes.
Just cleaning their homes, doing their dishes, sweeping, mopping, cleaning bathrooms, and then maybe doing some shopping for them.
That's Kelly McMillan. He's a PCA for six people in the Columbia area and says he's being extra careful to wash his hands to protect clients from COVID-19.
All of them do have a disability of some kind, and I'd say most of them, they are pretty vulnerable to it.
McMillan started working for his clients through Services for Independent Living, a Columbia-based nonprofit that promotes independence for veterans, seniors, and people with disabilities. Jessica Macy is the executive director and says most of her attendants meet their clients through her organization, but then contract with them individually. The services are typically funded by Medicaid.
Our attendants are still out there, and they are killing it, and they're doing an amazing job of trying to just help people with what they help them with every day, because while we know that this pandemic is the thing that is consuming most of our lives, we still have everyday life to live.
Macy says some PCAs are related to their clients, so they might quarantine with them in the same home. But others, like McMillan, are living as essential workers, staying relatively socially isolated, but still going to work.
We have sanitizers and things available for some of those folks. We're struggling with the same things everybody else is struggling with, is how to find enough hand sanitizer and disinfectant and the things that we need.
McMillan says it's also been hard to shop for clients right now, as necessities like toilet paper can be difficult to find.
So I couldn't go to every single store, but I could go to as many as I could, but there was no toilet paper to be found.
COVID-19 has had other impacts as well. Melinda Cardone is the executive director of Independent Living Resource Center in Jefferson City and says advocates have long worried about a worker shortage for PCAs. Now, COVID-19 is adding to those concerns.
So with this happening, we are preparing for it to get even worse, and DHSS has changed some of those regulations in preparation for that.
To address the worker shortage, Missouri is waiving background checks for family members trying to become paid PCAs. That means family members can begin giving care before their background check is returned. Cardone says that's especially helpful when some clients are immunocompromised and prefer an attendant who already lives with them.
And we have had a few attendants say, I'm not comfortable going out and about, and so we've had to get creative a few times with finding some attendants to fill in those cases. But we're doing the best we can.
Cardone adds that people looking for jobs right now might want to check out an agency like hers.
I would say if somebody has lost their job as waiters or something like that right now, and they would be interested in providing personal care, to contact a personal care and in-home agency or the local Center for Independent Living and see if they have any openings.
In Columbia, PCA McMillan says he's lost some hours because of COVID-19, as some of his clients live in buildings that are now closed to visitors. Regardless, he's glad to still be working.
So I'm pretty happy I still have a job during this time, whereas other folks are filing for unemployment or struggling and things like that. So I'm pretty fortunate.
For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Kelly Kanoyer.